Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I hope you're having a good beginning of the day. A new day the Lord has given to us, even in these challenging and difficult times. It's a gift to be alive. It's a gift to be with Him. It's a gift to belong to Him. The whole earth, friends, the whole earth is made by God, for His glory. Everybody who walks the face of the earth, whether they know it or not, are made in the image of God and are of infinite value. So much so that God loves it so and values it so that He sent His only Son to come for each and every one of us, to bring us to the Father, to come to the place where we realize our value. And you can certainly see with the kind of disruption in our society and our culture that we've been witnessing over the last number of weeks, the struggle, the anger, the rage, the polarization, all that, you could see we're a race of people who really do need to know the love of God and the security of God, the forgiveness of God, to be able to be like the Son. There is a solution to all of this. And it may sound simplistic to some who are listening or too simple. The solution to all of it is a person. It literally is. It's a person. If every human being, and this is, I think, the dream of heaven, that every human being would come to know the Son, right? I don't think that. I know that. That's true. And only through the healing power of Jesus' life, passion, death, and resurrection, the grace and power, the sacraments of the church, the teaching, the wisdom of Jesus, the presence of the Spirit in our lives, do we have a chance to be peacemakers? Do we have a chance to walk in humility? As we'll see later this week, one of the readings the church gives us is Jesus said, learn from me. That's what He appeals to each of His disciples. Learn from me. I'll help you. He said, learn from me because I'm meek and I'm humble of heart. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now imagine that. He's carrying the whole weight of the world, the weight of man's sin, the battle against the world, the flesh, and the devil, all of that He was carrying. And He was saying, my yoke is easy and my burden is light, because He was living from His relationship with the Father. He was living with total security, trust, identity, clarity as the beloved Son, and it was His source of life. And what we've been looking at, or we began to look at yesterday, reflecting on from John's Gospel, chapter 15, I mentioned this week, I'm going to go back to something I did a few weeks ago, to the Last Supper discourse. There's just so much gold here. There's so much we learn about Jesus, so much we learn about God the Father, so much we learn about us, God's plan for us. And Jesus speaks in his last long conversation with the apostles, just a night of intimacy together, alone, before He goes off to destroy the work of the devil and bring down the kingdom of darkness on the cross and becoming a sacrifice for our sin. So I began with chapter 15 here. I'm going to jump around the rest of the week to different sections of this Last Supper discourse, which begins in the 13th chapter of John's Gospel, goes through the 17th. Yesterday was talking about, and we'll continue to pick up on, Jesus reminding us that He's the vine, that He's the source of life for everyone who becomes a believer, who enters the kingdom of God, everyone who becomes a disciple, that is a learner, a follower of Jesus. And what gets passed on is power. It's the power of a new life. It's the new creation. It's the gift and presence of the Holy Spirit. It's God in us. That's why St. Paul has to remind us, because we forget. You know, sometimes we actually live out our life like deists. Like God got the clock wound up and now we're on our own and we're just here trying to figure it all out. We believe that there is a God and kind of believe that He's good or whatever, but we're mostly on our own trying to slug this all out, and we're hoping that we end up doing enough good to weigh out the bad in our life, that the scales would end in our favor on the day that we die so we have a shot. So there's a kind of immature, undeveloped discipleship that's going on, or stunted, and it isn't really come into God's vision and plan. That no, God isn't a God that's far off and impersonal. Jesus said, I'm with you always. He's come to live in us. He's come to make His home in us. We're literally temples of the living God. So as I was about to say a minute ago, St. Paul says to us then, you know, test yourself. Test yourself. Don't you realize that God dwells in you, that Jesus Christ dwells in you, and He dwells in your heart? That's really the theme of what we're going to get to eventually in this whole section of John's gospel, where Jesus will tell us that the Father and the Son and his whole coming was about making it possible for you and me and anyone baptized into Christ to come and to live in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And it begins here on this earth. And it's real because a real person is dwelling in us that can heal the human heart that, as Jesus himself said, is so filled with rage and anger and unforgiveness and bitterness and lust and hatred and vengeance and all the rest. It's present, the kind of stuff that we're seeing all across the country in different places. And it's been here. It's been simmering under the surface. It's in the human heart. And this is the problem. You know, so many people today who have rejected God, who are smarter than God, who basically have a totally different definition and understanding of the human condition, believe that, you know, humanity is, you know, everyone's born with, you know, a clean heart or whatever you want to say, and that bad people in the world and bad situations and circumstances end up making it difficult, and then they pick up bad things along the way. Well, people do pick up bad things along the way, but we're born into sin. It's not a surprise. It's the fact of what's going on in the country today and around the world is heartbreaking, but it's gone on in civilization after civilization, time after time. And what it is, it's a manifestation of the heart of humanity, the heart of human beings. The human heart is deeply corrupt. It's deeply sinful. It's deeply selfish. And it's filled with all those things. And Jesus, who alone has a perfect diagnosis, scripture says he knows what's in man's heart. He made it clear to us. And the situation is so serious that God himself had to send his son to come and deal with it through his life, passion, death, and resurrection. And so Jesus now is addressing disciples in this chapter, chapter 15 of John's gospel, as he's there in the Last Supper discourse with the apostles. And they are his disciples, his followers, chosen learners. And he says to learn Christ means to, first of all, as you come to him, converted to him, that you begin to abide in him, that you live in him. And we talked about what that meant yesterday. That means each day, listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit in your heart, talking to God in simple, simple ways, simple personal language. Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, help me. I'm frightened. Lord, guide my steps today. Lord, help me love this person. Lord, show me who this person is. Lord, tell me more about your will for me. Help me belong more to you. Just simple stuff like that, friends, that's honest and from the heart. And then you have enough quiet that you can listen and learn to hear his voice, which is he wants you to do. But he also wants you to take up his word and be cleansed by his word and have your mind renewed to think about God differently, think about yourself differently, think about your neighbor differently, think about the world differently. And so it's real that Christianity means change. And this is the part of the change. Often people ask the question, well, is change even possible? Am I ever going to, I'm such a schlep, am I ever going to get beyond all this stuff that's in my life? And change comes from what Jesus is describing here. He's saying, if you abide in me, you will bear fruit. The whole reason for his coming is to teach us how to follow him and to bear the fruit of the kingdom. Jesus has come to establish the kingdom of God. And that means to heal the human heart, to deal with the sin problem that separates us from God, to begin to live from a different life source, the life source within us, not just the domination of the flesh or the world or the temptations of the devil, but to have a new power, to be able to live from a new source within us, which is the heart of Jesus, the love of Jesus. Jesus said, as I bore fruit, what the Father's plan is that you were made to do this. And when you're baptized into Christ, you have this possibility now. And he said, now exercise your freedom and make it first in your life. Make this the first desire of your life to walk in and to abide in Christ, and then watch what Jesus does over time in you and through you as the kingdom takes bigger hold of your life and you grow. And the fruitfulness is what? It's learning how to walk in the character of Jesus, you know, to take on the virtues that are in the Lord. He'll start to produce those in us. The fruits of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. Look at the contrast between the fruits of the Spirit that were present in Jesus, present in the apostles, present in the saints, and present in the body in different ways, how much it contrasts the world and the disordered energy, the aggressiveness and the revenge and the self-centeredness and the violence, all of that, that's there. It's all manifesting what's in the heart, and the Lord's calling us to him. And this is where he's calling us to. So we ended up with verse 9 here. It said, as the Father has loved me, so I loved you. Abide in my love. How does God love you? How does Jesus love you? As the Father loved Jesus, so Jesus loves you. The same way. Isn't that something? That means 24/7, 365, all day long, he loves you like the Father loves you. And who's the Father? The Old Testament says he's merciful, he's kind, he's slow to anger, he's abounding in steadfast love. You may not see that at this point in your life. You may struggle to believe that, but that's what the gift of the Holy Spirit has been given for, to help you. And this is why it's important to abide and let God's word sink into you, let the truth sink into you, let the Holy Spirit enliven God's word, make it come alive in you so your heart can be healed and you begin to see God the Father differently. You begin to understand who he is and his love toward you. And when you know how deeply he loves you and how unconditionally he accepts you and that he forgives you of your sins and he draws you into living out the commandments and living out his life more and more, your life will be renewed. Your heart will sing. And doesn't matter, whatever circumstances will come, you have a greater strength and a greater treasure and a greater meaning that transcends every circumstance you're facing in life, and a treasure that can, Jesus said, or St. Paul tells us, can never be taken away. Verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So as the apostles are asking, okay, how do we do that? How do we express this abiding? Jesus said, keep the commandments. And it's not just a matter of following rules. It's understanding the meaning of the commandments, the love that's expressed in those commandments. Because the Ten Commandments all guard what Jesus called the first and greatest commandment and the second commandment, relationship with God and relationship with neighbor. They summarize it. And the first and the greatest of all is to learn how to love God, and the love language of heaven is obeying the commandments. And by obeying the commandments, I'm walking in the will of God for myself. I'm yielding to the Holy Spirit who's helping me do that. Verse 11, these things I have spoken to you that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. How about that? When we think of commandments, oftentimes, oh man, it's like burdens and I'll never get there, or it'll take the fun out of life and ruin my weekend, and how can you ever please God anyway? What all these kinds of thoughts. And what is the Lord after? To take away your freedom, your dignity? And no, the Lord is after your full joy. That's what he's after. Jesus knows what joy is. Jesus lives in it, right? It's one of the fruits of the Spirit, the characteristics of the life of Jesus that the Holy Spirit wants to produce in us. And until we've experienced the fruit of the Holy Spirit, we don't know what we're missing. But this is what the Lord's after. He knows the way for the human heart. He knows how you were made, for what you were made, how you were made, the purpose the Father made you for. And he knows what the human heart is like and how the heart, the source, the heart of which, where joy is experienced, he knows what it takes to get you there. And that's what Jesus is after. Full joy in your life. And if you could have the full joy he's talking about, you'd give away everything you have. That's why Jesus said, give your whole life to me. Don't put anything before me. Have me, and I promise you, I'll give you life to the full. I'll give you joy to the full, and you'll have it for eternal life, and no one will ever be able to take it away from you. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.